A few spotty storms here and there, but not many to go around, with high temperatures in the lower 90s both days. Our free weather app has it all. You can stay on top of the tropics, plus current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, push notifications for severe weather alerts, and access to all my video and blog updates. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The new ratings are in, and once again, you've made Blue Water Broadcasting the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Thank you. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are working to figure out who killed a man early Wednesday morning. 33-year-old Daryl Rudolph was found dead on Rosa Parks Avenue just before 6 a.m. Police have not said what caused his death. Montgomery Public School officials say insurance will cover about $10 million worth of damage at Booker T. Washington Magnet School. $7 million is set aside for a new building. $1.5 million will be reimbursed for contents, $700,000 for anything connected to the network, and $483,000 for extra moving expenses to the Haneville Road location. And Greenville's recently closed movie theater will soon be reopening its doors. The Edge 8 Theater announced it will reopen Friday, October 5th. The theater closed last month unexpectedly. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a five-star hotel, right? Well, close, except this one has four wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck, the Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice inside, but don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Donald Trump is making a personal appearance where residents are struggling to recover from Florence's deadly flood.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the effects of Florence are not over as the result of rain-swollen rivers.
We will see more flooding.
The Trump administration is easing restrictions on natural gas drilling.
A woman convicted in the high-profile kidnapping case of Elizabeth Smart in 2002 is now free.
NAFTA negotiations are on again.
Police say a gunman who opened fire at the suburban office building near Madison, Wisconsin, is dead.
The NBA said they found no wrongdoing on the part of Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, just noting he didn't pay enough attention to the toxic culture within his own organization. Cuban will donate $10 million to women's organizations.
The State Department says that while the U.S. and its partners made major strides against international terrorist organizations, ISIS and Al-Qaeda have proven to be resilient.
Shooting outside of a judge's office in Pennsylvania.
EU officials say they're interested in how Amazon uses data it collects through transactions.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
And the circus continues on Capitol Hill. Kavanaugh's accusers, lawyers, has sent an email to Senator saying that she is willing to testify if it is fair and safe. The old S word there. Lawyers for Kavanaugh's accusers, Ford says, client wishes to testify. Well, then just come on down.
Grassley's already said you don't even have to do this in public. You don't have to do this with the senators.
Yeah, you can do it with staff. Which is actually would be my preference for her to fly out there, but I feel a stunt coming on, Joey.
Yeah, that's what
I feel
it
a stunt coming
like.
On. Like she gets in there and she's asked a question by Republicans that are tough and she gets up and walks out type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and the more I watch this, I think I said the other day, I don't think this is about Kavanaugh necessarily. If it's Kavanaugh gets knocked out, doesn't become Supreme Court justice, that's gravy. What they're really doing is setting the predicate for the Democratic Party's brand, that we are with Me Too survivors and victims.
And we're going to do everything to protect women, even if we have to lie.
Yeah, and the Republicans don't believe women, and they bully women, and they disregard them, and yeah. I think that's what this is about for a lot of people in the Democratic Party. Not necessarily the rank and file, but the senators playing the game right now.
Let's do this jogger story. We have several stories and things before we get to these FISA things, including a Black Fathers Matters tape that we're going to play. That's really interesting. This was very compelling. It's also up on my website. So let's get the jogger story in D.C.
A man suspected of stabbing a jogger to death in Washington, D.C. is still at large this morning. Police say the suspect attacked 35-year-old Wendy Martinez in her northwest neighborhood Tuesday night. Surveillance footage captured the unidentified assailant near the scene of the crime. Chip Reed is on the street where the deadly stabbing took place. Chip, good morning.
Well, good morning. D.C. police say Wendy Martinez was jogging right here Tuesday night at about 8 p.m. when she was attacked by a man with a knife. They say she ran into this restaurant behind me desperately looking for someone to help her.
This is one of those types of unsettling incidents that sometimes happen in large cities.
D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsom said the attack on 35-year-old Wendy Martinez was likely random.
What the motive was, we don't know. The best thing that we can do right now is identify the person that's responsible.
Police are looking for this man who was seen wearing a long mustard-colored shirt, dark sweatpants, and light-colored sandals. They recovered a knife near the crime scene.
Okay, so if you want to see the video of that, that's also on my website. So this, again, they're kind of doing the story, to me, a little odd of the order that they're doing it, but they're setting it up, and there actually is video. So let's listen to the second part of this.
Martinez rushed inside this Asian-American restaurant pleading for help. Manager Tommy Wu showed us this surveillance video of the incident. Martinez was bleeding profusely from her neck before collapsing. Patrons rushed to her aid.
They tried to provide medical assistance to her. Unfortunately, she was taken to a local hospital where she was pronounced dead.
Martinez was an avid runner and chief of staff for FiscalNote, a technology and management company. Her family said she became engaged just last week and was excited to be planning her wedding. She was a devout Christian, a wonderful friend, and a driven professional, her family wrote in a statement, everything you hope that a daughter and a friend could be. News of the incident has this normally low-crime neighborhood of Washington, D.C. on edge.
I really hope they catch whoever did this.
Police say there was only one assailant and there's a $25,000 reward for information leading to arrest. Nora, a really sad story deeply affecting this neighborhood. As you can see, dozens of people have already left flowers.
You know, we're kind of the world gone mad type thing. I mean, this guy, I think, flipped
it's
out.
Crazy.
I tell you what, if I had a daughter, no jogging for you or not by yourself out here. And we didn't even get to that story about the golf lady in Iowa, that was just unbelievable, where a guy got out of prison. Matter of fact, can you swing that over?
Yeah, we can pull it up from yesterday. Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
This is an Iowa State golfer.
All right.
Sorry.
A homeless man is charged with the murder of a college golf star in Iowa. This is the second high-profile murder of a college student in the state this year. Thalia Barquina Rosamena was the European ladies amateur champion. The Iowa State University student was killed Monday. Dean Reynolds is on Iowa State University's campus, where she was a beloved student athlete.
This poster of Thalia Barkina Rosamena hangs in the main athletic building here in recognition of her place in the school sports history. On Monday, her golf clubs were found abandoned on a local fairway by another golfer who called 911. Police say Thalia Barkina Rosamena's life of promise was ended on a public golf course in broad daylight by a random act of violence. The 22-year-old's body was found around 11 a.m. Monday in a pond near the 9th tee at Coldwater Golf Links. She had been stabbed in the torso, head, and neck.
She's so happy. She just had this great light about her.
Christy Martins was her coach.
How are her teammates taking this?
They're really struggling. You know, she was really close with them. I know she's really special to me, and I love her a lot.
This, by the way, was in broad daylight. She's playing golf, and they just snatched her off the course. It's amazing.
That's a freaky story.
This is our second one in Iowa here, in not too long of a time.
Well, and these are the ones that are most disturbing, because we've gone over this with like Kevin Murphy and others, that most of the time we say there's a murder in Montgomery, two people that know each other.
They have some kind of connection versus the serial killer.
Right.
So listen to the second part of this.
Colin Daniel Richards, the 22-year-old murder suspect, briefly appeared in court Tuesday with apparent scratches on his face. He's charged with first-degree murder. Police say a canine tracked the victim's scent to a nearby homeless camp where Richards was staying. They recovered a knife and two pairs of bloody shorts. A witness also said the suspect, who was released from prison in June, allegedly talked about having an urge to rape and kill a woman.
We have had encounters with him in the past.
In Barkin's hometown in Spain, women wept in the streets and flags flew at half staff. Her brother, Andres, spoke about the family's grief. We are all together trying to put ourselves together, he said. Barkin is the reigning Big 12 champion and Iowa State's female athlete of the year. She was due to graduate with a degree in civil engineering.
The day I went to coach and I'm like, I want to study engineering. And she's like, go for it. It's all good.
She took three classes taught by Jim Ullman.
She was sincere about her education. She wasn't just here to play golf.
This morning, the Des Moines Register is reporting that Richards' defense attorney says his client will plead not guilty. Meanwhile, Iowa State was planning to honor Barkina Rosamena's achievements as well as herself on Saturday. That tribute will now go ahead on Saturday, but it will be a memorial.
That's absolutely amazing. That is sad, but as Joey was saying, is that most of the murders in Montgomery, they know each other, or it's in some type of usually illegal transaction that happens. But these are just serial-type killings. Let's go to the phones and go to St. James. St. James, welcome aboard the Damar Show. How are you, my friend?
All right, damn it, man. When will this humidity move out?
I don't know, but it is getting to me. And I'm starting to try to take some Sudafed and things like that because of the pollen and the mold, particularly the mold, and it's just wearing me out.
Okay. I hadn't gotten to the Sweet Creek yet, but I plan to go. Can I get that barbecue plate any time of any day of the week?
No, that $8 barbecue plate was for Labor Day. They've got, but they have barbecue there. You can get it regular. It's just not $8.
Okay.
And I would highly recommend it. Or the Cuban sandwich.
$8. Okay. Well,
on Labor Day, it was $8. It's not $8 now.
Okay. Well, the reason I called in, Dan, is I don't understand why these women won't be more aware and protect themselves better. And I don't understand why the laws are not written in their favor. The man grabs a woman, it should be automatically stand her ground, regardless of the method that she put him down with. That's what I believe, because I think most women, they're not going to carry a pistol, they're not going to use it, they get shaky, just like in the movies. It should be some type of way they could do what they need to do and be protected.
Like, what would you suggest?
I have an idea, but I don't want anybody to steal my idea. I might make some money on it. It might be proprietary.
Okay. Because I'm not sure how you protect them. If you're saying on one hand they have a weapon, they get shaky, I'm not sure how you protect them otherwise. And a taser can only take you so far.
Yes, and pepper spray is only going to do so much. I just feel like they should be more aware. They shouldn't go jogging alone. In a large city, you hear this stuff all the time, and it's happening too frequently.
No, and I absolutely agree with that. That's why I said that if I had a daughter, I'd say don't go jogging.
That's exactly right.
That's why I have the gym membership for you.
Yeah, a lot of women, they're smaller, and a guy just by nature that they're going to overpower the woman, you know, unless you really know her stuff as far as tactical moves. But anyway. All right, Dad, that's all I have. Good talk to you.
Good talking to you, St. James. Newsline 93.1 FM. Randy, coming back to you right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. property management source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped manicured entrance is to any business. Call property management source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
Two seven two nine two two eight. This is where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Randy. Randy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing good. I wanted to tell you that I went to one of your sponsors yesterday, Dr. Hudson.
Oh yeah.
And I needed a dentist, and I've got me a new dentist, and my family's going to start going there. And everything you said about the man is 100% true.
That, I tell you what, he's a great dentist. He's a personal friend of mine, and I'm so glad that you went to him, and I hope you told him that you're a Dan Morris Show listener.
I wrote you down as who referred me to him on my information sheet.
Oh, that is great. He really is a great guy. And the staff there is just so wonderful.
They're all wonderful. They had to refer me to somebody else, so they took care of that after he did what he had to do. And I'm a first-time caller, and I've been listening to you ever since you've been on the radio.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay.
And put me in all the drawings.
Okay, Randy, let me get your month and day of birth first.
226.
Tell me what you do.
I'm a paint contractor.
Paint contractor, I like that. So how long have you been listening to the show?
Ever since you've been on the air.
Wow. Thank you, Randy. I really appreciate that.
Well, when you was with that other guy, I listened to you.
Mark Montel, yeah.
Yeah, I listened to you when you was with him.
That is great, Randy. I really appreciate that. How's the painting business doing?
Doing real good.
Yeah, have you felt a difference in the economy since Trump has become president?
I've been staying busy all year.
That is great. And I've had a lot of people tell me that particularly if they're in the service business, that they've got more contracts and more jobs and things like that than they have in 5, 6, 7 years.
Right. I'm a one-man band, so I get to pick my radio station that's on your 93.1 all day long.
That is outstanding, Randy. Now, I'm going to put you in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market, plus the Fresh Market Gift Basket. The Sweet Creek Farm Market is going to be on Friday, Randy, so listen in, okay?
Listen. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Randy, so much. I appreciate
all right,
you.
All right, bye.
Randy going to Dr. Dan Hudson. That's great. I love it. And particularly, it sounds like his whole family's going to be going there. That makes it even that much better. Let's see what name we got up here. Okay, let me do this. This, I want to set this piece up. This is Black Fathers Matters. It's a long piece, but this is very, very good. This video is on my website, danmorrisshow.com. Listen in.
Years ago, I interviewed Kwesi Nfume, then the president of the NAACP. As between the presence of white racism and the absence of black fathers, I asked him, which poses the bigger threat to the black community? Without missing a beat, he said, the absence of black fathers. It was President Barack Obama who said, we all know these statistics, that children who grow up without a father are 5 times more likely to live in poverty and commit crime, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, and 20 times more likely to end up in prison. The Journal of Research on Adolescence confirms that even after controlling for varying levels of household income, kids in father-absent homes are more likely to end up in jail, and kids who never had a father in the house are the most likely to wind up behind bars. In 1960, 5% of America's children entered the world without a mother and father married to each other. By 1980, it was 18%. By 2000, it had risen to 33%, and 15 years later, the number reached 41%. For blacks, even during slavery, when marriage for slaves was illegal, black children were more likely than today to be raised by both their mother and father. Economist Walter Williams has written that, according to census data from 1890 to 1940, a black child was more likely to grow up with married parents than a white child. For blacks, out-of-wedlock births have gone from 25% in 1965 to 73% in 2015. For whites, from less than 5% to over 25%, and for Hispanics, out-of-wedlock births have risen to 53%. What happened to fathers? The answer is found in a basic law of economics. If you subsidize undesirable behavior, you will get more undesirable behavior. In 1949, the nation's poverty rate was 34%. By 1965, it was cut in half to 17%, all before President Lyndon Johnson's so-called war on poverty. But after that war began in 1965, poverty began to flatline. From 1965 until now, the government has spent over $20 trillion to fight poverty. The poverty rate has remained unchanged, but the relationship between poor men and women has changed dramatically. That's because our generous welfare system allows women, in effect, to marry the government. And this makes it all too easy for men to abandon their traditional moral and financial responsibilities. Psychologists call such dependency learned helplessness. How do we know that the welfare state creates disincentives that hurt the very people we're trying to help? They tell us. In 1985, the Los Angeles Times asked both the poor and the non-poor whether poor women often have children to get additional benefits. Most of the non-poor respondents said no. However, 64% of poor respondents said yes. Now, who do you think is in a better position to know? Tupac Shakur, the late rapper, once said, "I know for a fact that had I had a father, I'd have some discipline, I'd have more confidence." He admitted he began running with gangs because he wanted the things a father gives to a child, especially to a boy: structure and protection. "Your mother cannot calm you down the way a man can," Shakur said. "You need a man to teach you how to be a man." In my book, Dear Father, Dear Son, I write about my rough, tough World War II Marine Staff Sergeant dad. Born in the Jim Crow South of Athens, Georgia, he was 14 at the start of the Great Depression. Growing up, I watched my father work two full-time jobs as a janitor. He also cooked for a rich family on the weekends and somehow managed to go to night school to get his GED. When I was 10, my father opened a small restaurant that he ran until he retired in his mid-80s. He was never angry or bitter and insisted that today's America was very different from the world of racial segregation and limited opportunity in which he grew up. "Hard work wins," he told me and my brothers. "You get out of life what you put into it. You can't control the outcome, but you are 100% in control of the effort. And before blaming other people, go to the nearest mirror and ask yourself, what could I have done to change the outcome?" This advice shaped my life. Fathers matter. Until we have a government policy that makes that its first priority, nothing will change. I'm Larry Elder for Prager University.
That is spot on. Joey, keep that on the set. We're going to play that often. Would love to get your comments and viewpoints on it. 272-9228. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you ready to spark your career? Due to continuing growth, Mr. Electric of Montgomery has immediate openings for full and part-time electricians. If you're a highly motivated, responsible, tidy individual with good work ethics, we want to talk to you. As part of the Mr. Electric team, you'll enjoy an excellent pay plan with extra income potential, ongoing education, and advancement opportunities. Applicants should have 3 to 5 years verifiable residential or commercial experience, plus a good driving record and be able to pass a drug test. Call Dan at Mr. Electric of Montgomery today to set up your interview. Why not work for Mr. Electric? Where?
Mr. Electric is an equal opportunity employer.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. Three people killed, several others injured this morning in a shooting at a Rite Aid distribution center in Northern Maryland.
It appears to be a single weapon that was used, a handgun.
Harford County Sheriff Jeffrey Gaylor says the suspected gunman is in custody, hospitalized with critical injuries. He says police did not fire any shots during the incident. Republicans setting a 10 a.m. deadline tomorrow for the woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct in high school to decide whether she'll testify before a Senate panel.
Democrats say Republicans are rushing to a hearing. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley defends the timeline.
We've got to have time to plan for a hearing, and if it's going to come off, there's a certain time we got to notify people.
Some Republicans have signaled they're ready to move on and vote if Ford decides not to testify on Monday.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There's still a small risk that you will encounter one of those random storms that are roaming around, but your chances are small. Overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 74. Look for another hot day tomorrow with high temperatures probably in the low to mid-90s. Scattered afternoon storms for some lucky towns. Many towns, though, will stay dry. And over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, a few spotty storms here and there, but not many to go around with high temperatures in the lower 90s both days. Our free weather app has it all. You can stay on top of the tropics, plus current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, push notifications for severe weather alerts, and access to all my video and blog updates. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
That's where we are. Looks like the shooter in Maryland that killed three is a female. Cannot think of another one that we've had that wasn't involved with a man. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Rich. Rich, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I love that last little clip that you played. Who was that racist you had on there?
That he is a young black man who runs the Prater Institute in, I forgot his name, Elder?
Larry Elder.
Larry Elder, that's it.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of Larry Elder before.
He's really good. And somebody has sent it to me and said, do you want to take a look at this? And I did, and I went, that's it. That's perfect. That's absolutely perfect.
I don't believe I've ever seen that entire situation condensed in such a more efficient manner than it was then.
It's bingo.
Well spoken, to the point, no trips off into the bushes anywhere. It stayed right on point the entire time, and that's probably one of the best written pieces I've ever heard.
Yeah, and he does a lot of other things too, like the Blue Lives Matter and things like that. He's really getting out there in the shortwave media world.
I've got one way to describe him. He's a great American and a patriot.
I like that.
Yeah, he's an amazing man, and I'm going to be reading him more. I'll do some research on that fella. I like the way he thinks, and we have a lot more people like him and you, Dan. This would be a great country.
Well, I tell you what, everything you said is absolutely true. And I mean, I've seen it from working in Second Chance. I've seen it by working in prisons. I've seen it by working in the community. And we've done ourselves in by government being the parent, being the dad.
And don't you think it's by design?
You know,
I mean, do you think that people are that incompetent to not see that coming down the road, not being able to think forward enough to know that is what's going to happen to this country if we continue down that road?
Well, my uncle was involved in the Lyndon Baines Johnson administration, and we would have some serious discussions, and I'll tell you what he would say. He would say it was done for political purposes that ended up having a bad social circumstance.
But definitely, because, well, we all know what Lyndon Johnson said when that welfare bill passed. It was to make sure that they had that voting base in their palm of their hand always.
Absolutely right. Yeah. Because it was the Democrats that had done them in, and then what they were trying to do is win them back over, because Eisenhower was making some big inroads in the black community.
That's the sad part about being a Democrat. You're not really a citizen to a Democrat. You're just a pawn.
Yeah, you're a vote. You're a method to keep power.
That's correct. Dan, great show as always.
Thank you.
Appreciate you taking my call.
I appreciate you calling. Excuse me, 272-9228. Let's pick back up with some of these other things. I'm glad you guys like that cut. Joey's going to keep it in the system because we will definitely play it more often. But from the texts and messages I'm getting, you guys seem to really like it. So let me pull up Kristen Fisher talking about the document release here, and then we're going to get into some other things.
President Trump, he's continuing to defend his decision to declassify those documents. He's even putting it on par with what he considers to be his administration's top accomplishments, from tax cuts to rolling back regulations. He said in an interview with The Hill, quote, I hope to be able to put this up as one of my crowning achievements, that I was able to expose something that is truly a cancer in our country. But Democrats say the material, which includes a FISA warrant and text messages from former senior FBI officials, is simply too secret to make public. They're also accusing him of trying to discredit an investigation in which he himself is a subject. Quote, President Trump and the White House should not be given access to any sensitive law enforcement or national security information related to an ongoing federal investigation examining conduct by the president, his campaign, or his associates. But keep in mind, the Justice Department says that it's already started to comply with the president's order, though, Sean, it's still too soon to say exactly when those documents might be released.
Let me tell you something. They're scared to death. Actually, Politico is running a story right now that just moved about 45 minutes ago, talking about the concern that they have of this being an October surprise. And what they're going to do is they're going to do exactly what they did with the Nunes. You're going to be revealing sources, revealing secrets, get the Nunes memo, and you don't see crap. And that's how they're setting this thing up. And I really think this has the power to be something pretty big here. The bellwether is going to be watching how ABC, NBC, and CBS plays it. I know how Fox will play it. I know how Wall Street Journal, Washington Times will play it. I know how we'll play it. We'll play just the facts. But how they're going to try to spin it, because you can't sit there and say you're going to have all these bad things come out, and then it comes out, and there are no bad things in there, and then it makes you look like, you know, you did something wrong. By the way, let me reemphasize that in yesterday's cut, Catherine Harris revealed that there was no definitive, they didn't add any new information to any of the warrants that they did. It was just the same amount of information. And you remember, they went to four different judges, which is very unusual. And as I said, at the point that I read the FISA document, and I saw it was four different judges, were they judge shopping that? So they could show a judge instead of saying, well, I said, remember your application from before, you haven't added anything to it. I mean, they're all stagnant applications. So now let's go to Devin Nunes with Sean Hannity talking about the issue of the FISA and the old same threats from the Democrats. This is how I know we're going to have them.
Joining us now exclusively, he is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Devin Nunes. On the issue of challenging the president's executive authority, it is very clear constitutionally. Article 2, Section 1 gives the president unfettered authority over all executive branch matters. The executive power shall be vested in the president of the United States. This isn't even in question, is it?
This is quite clear. This is not complicated. We have seen most of this information. And, I mean, in terms of the FISA, it's only 20 pages. All you have to do is make a copy and send it out, put it on the internet. So there, at this point, I do not understand why this hasn't been declassified. The president said declassify immediately without redactions.
Is there any national security concerns?
No, and we've heard this same story over and over again. The same people that are out there that are running around saying, oh, there's national security concerns with this, we're going to reveal some sources and methods, happen to be the same people who are involved. They're either covering up for their agency or they are involved. And that's totally unacceptable. And this is why we have to continue to get this message out to the American people that have been force-fed this Russian Kool-Aid. This is just Russian Kool-Aid that was force-fed on the American people for 2 years.
Okay, so, and this is how I really feel because of the way the Dems are reacting to this. They realize how big this is going to be. Now, a lot of them, they've never even seen this document. A couple of them have, but, and I think they've kind of told the other guys what to expect and that they're going to kind of brace for it. But notice how invisible. Now, Comey all of a sudden popped up today on a local talk radio show, of all things. And then we know Brennan's been saying they need to, people within the DOJ need to resist this request. This is bad. He's tampering with the Mueller investigation. No, he's actually tampering with what you guys were doing wrong. So let's continue with Nunes, and then we're going to get to a longer piece with Sean Hannity.
You said the declassification will explain the struck page insurance policy. Explain that, and what else will we learn that you can tell us from when we get the unredacted information?
Well, we believe the insurance policy that many people know about that was around August, that there were text messages on that, August of 2016. A lot of people believe that that was actually the FISA itself onto Carter Page. We actually don't believe that. We believe they were very concerned about the dossier. We believe they know they were trying to snooker the FISA court and fool the judges, and they needed something else. And so James Comey has called it a mosaic of facts. Well, we need to see the rest of those facts, and that's what we want
released.
And Lisa Page said for 9 months they were not able to find anything, and then we learned about a media leak strategy. It seems to now all be coming together, isn't it? Do you believe people in the highest levels of the FBI and the DOJ committed crimes against the United States and tried to undo a presidential election?
Well, I think many crimes could have been broken, and I have said this numerous times, that I don't know how DOJ and FBI investigate themselves because they are all implicated in this. I'd like to see them do that, but they just are not taking action on it. As it relates, I want to make another point. The text messages between all of them and text messages they were sending, you don't get to send out classified information on your cell phone. That it's not classified. If it's classified, then right there and then they should be held accountable because they broke the law if they were sending classified information over cell phones. So that should be declassified immediately. So right. Look, I don't know that I believe some of the news stories that are out there. However, many news reporters have now said that they are stalling, that people within the DOJ and FBI are stalling on purpose.
And you will release the key Russiagate depositions before the election. I only have a second.
That's correct. Yep.
Yep. This is going to be good, folks. This hour has been brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Buying a used car can be very tricky, but not a Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Come on, see Tip Tames, Danielle, Lynn, Eric, the whole gang. David Ingram, Tip Tames, of course. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener, because buying a used car can be very tricky, but not a Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. We have more on Hannity talking about the FISA. This is going to be a stop-and-go piece. And we also have a whistleblower who got outed by the FBI. Dan Moore Show, hopefully we can get both of those clips in before the top of the end of the show. We'll be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM. Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car stamp of approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Ah, yes. 272-9228, if you want to get your questions, comments, viewpoint in, or just take a shot at me. Who's the winner?
I can double check that.
Double check that.
Oh, Denise.
Denise, you're the winner of the Fresh Market gift card. I'm heading there after the show to pick it up for you. Okay, this is Sean Hannity, and this is, we'll have to do stop and go. I apologize for this, but he's got some different cuts of Brennan talking and such that kind of give you a feel of why I think that they're kind of nervous about this.
Declassify and release unredacted important documents, pages 10 through 12, 17 through 34 of the final FISA renewal application on Carter Page, all FBI reports on Bruce Orr's Russia interviews with Christopher Steele, all reports on Carter Page interviews, thousands of struck Page texts and Comey and McCabe and Orr and Steele and other people that are involved in this. President is the commander-in-chief. He's also the leader of the executive branch of government, co-equal branches of government, separation of powers. He has the clear constitutional authority in the Constitution to declassify information. Article 2, Section 1 of our Constitution reads, quote, the executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. The DOJ and the FBI are under the president's executive power. He is in charge, and constitutionally, he alone can determine the issue of classification, not unredacting things. According to the Supreme Court, Navy v. Egan, quote, the authority to declassify and control access to information bearing on national security and to determine flows primarily from this constitutional investment of the power of the president. Both presidents, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, used their authority to declassify information. Obama declassified hundreds of CIA records in 2015. Former President Clinton declassified thousands of confidential documents surrounding the military. But according to top Democrats tonight, President Trump has no authority to declassify these important FISA-related documents. We got Shifty Schiff is calling it an abuse of power that it will put the country at risk. He joined three other Democrats before anything is released to the public. John Brennan and others even calling on bureaucrats to defy the rule of law, the clear intent of the Constitution, and disobey a president's direct executive order on this and not release the documents. That will precipitate a massive constitutional crisis as they try to take power constitutionally away from your elected president. This is extraordinarily dangerous. Watch this.
It's a terrible precedent to have a president trying to make his own personal defense by playing with intelligence.
This is quite lawless of the president to selectively declassify. You know, he's only putting forward to the American people what he believes helps him, completely and recklessly risking sources and methods who could be put at risk and have their lives at risk.
I think
Christopher Wray, Director of FBI, and Dan Coats, Director of National Intelligence, as well as Rod Rosenstein, who is overseeing this investigation, should push back against any directive that is going to have negative impact on our capabilities, as well as the investigation. So I think they should continue to push. If Mr. Trump and the White House does not relent, well, then I think they have some decisions to make, whether or not they're going to just not follow that direction and be fired, or to resign. But if they really believe that this is going to have serious impact on our national security, law enforcement, and judicial process, they have an obligation, since they took an oath of office, to the Constitution of the United States, not to Mr. Trump.
That's why I believe they are panicked here. You heard Brennan, and if you think you're hearing what he's saying, is basically, you guys have got to obstruct. You've got to do, instead of doing your job, you've got to stop him from doing what he wants to. And then they're going to assign a political motivation and trying to get out of it with Mueller. When in reality, what he's doing is he's exposing the things that these guys did that they knew about, that they were a part of, and it was really, really bad. Let's finish out with Sean here.
This is why it's so dangerous. Deep state operatives, they're trying to precipitate a constitutional crisis in the country because they don't want to be exposed. Meanwhile, one former corrupt official is now facing a grand jury investigation. Former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe. Oh, he's got a new book out in December. And here's the title, The Threat: How the FBI Protects America in the Age of Terror and Trump. Oh, that means to defy the will of the American people, abuse power, use the tools of intelligence against the American people. We have long told you your federal bureaucracy was biased, corrupt, only at the highest levels, not rank and file. A former deputy FBI deputy director This is the perfect embodiment of this fact. They literally will precipitate a constitutional crisis and try and defy the constitutional authority that is so clear for the president and the executive branch.
I think Sean is spot on this thing. But the playing the tapes is what did it. Is every time I kept hearing these guys, and you hear it all on CNN and MSNBC, and they're panicked. I can tell you they're panicked. Let's real quickly try to hit the whistleblower guy, the J.D. Gordon leaker.
A new op-ed, our next guest claims high-level intel officials are colluding with the media to wage a war against President Trump to overturn the results of the election. How does he know? Because it happened to him. Here to tell us that is former National Security Campaign Director for President Trump and former Pentagon spokesman J.D. Gordon. Hey, J.D., good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve. Good to see you.
Okay, so this happened to you. Big, famous leaks now happened to you after you talked in secrecy to the special counsel's people. Then what happened?
Well, that's right, Steve. Late last summer, I talked to the special counsel. I had a four-hour interview that was supposed to be private. It was professional. It was collegial. But the next day, Roz Helderman, an investigative reporter for the Washington Post, calls me up and says, hey, JD, I hear the special counsel's interested in a specific topic that did come up at the end of my interview. So I called the FBI agents. I was furious. I said, look, is this how it's going to work? Is the special counsel going to leak against a person who didn't do anything wrong? And I warned of consequences if that continued, if that that's what happened. So the FBI agent said, look, it wasn't us personally. We can guarantee that. And we're going to talk to our supervisors. But it was very shaking to me. Yeah. How could a country operate like that? That's what they do in Banana Republic, Steve.
Can we?
Yeah, we'll play the rest.
Let's play the rest here.
You're sure it wasn't anybody on your side, somebody you knew who might have said, hey, Washington Post, look what's going on. So what you're suggesting, though, is that the Mueller team, which we have heard is unleakable, leaked to make you look bad.
Well, it certainly seems that way. And I could tell you it didn't come from me because I didn't want to tell a soul.
Yeah.
Because if I told a soul, it could be in the media. And here's the thing, Steve, what the media do, like the New York Times and the Washington Post, they do it all the time. They have dishonest reporting to make you look guilty, even if you've done nothing wrong. It's called character assassination. It's what they do in Banana Republics to basically get rid of political opposition. They kill your character. They used to kill people physically. In 1692 in Salem, Massachusetts, they executed 20
sure.
people for being witches. Thank God we're not back in those times. Otherwise, I would have already been executed last year.
And who do they want to see the end of, JD?
President Trump and as many associates as possible. I think the end game, Steve, is impeachment of the president. That's what they want. And they're trying to do it via this stealth coup. And it's really incredible to think that you've had some of the top leaders at the FBI, at the DOJ, at CIA, who have leaked and colluded with the media. You talk about collusion. That's the collusion there. I hope that the viewers can take a look at my column in the Daily Caller.
Jerry, I want to thank you for a great show. Audience, sure. I want to thank you so very much. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock for the TGIF edition. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.